According to Mark's Gospel, Jesus came proclaiming the good news of the kingdom. Jesus' call to those who would follow him had two elements: repent and believe the good news. This is in some ways a once and for all life-changing event. We make a decision in private prayer and public confession of faith to be disciples of Jesus Christ. But it is also a commitment to a regular habit of being changed and transformed in our minds, the core meaning of repentance, and continually placing our trust again in the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is exactly what happens when we gather to worship together as the people of God. We repent of our sins as we confess them together, and we place our trust and confidence in God again as we declare our faith in the words of the Creed. This saving faith is right at the heart of what it means to be a Christian. Paul writes over and over again in the letter to the Romans that we are not justified, set right with God, because of anything we do or any rules that we may keep. We cannot set ourselves right with God. We are justified through faith, through trusting in what God has done in and through Jesus Christ. It is this story of God's saving love which is told and retold in the creeds. God in his love has made us and all the world creation. God in his love has saved us from our sins through the death of Jesus Christ on the cross, redemption. God in his love is changing us to be more like his Son and making us holy by his Spirit, sanctification. Hebrews 11 offers us a powerful description of what it means to have faith. More importantly, it gives us powerful examples of men and women who lived their lives by faith in God's promises, the way we are called to live today. Every time we say the Creed, we're embracing that kind of faith and declaring that we're determined to live by faith and not by sight.